Dan is Aston, A-S-T-O-N. First name is Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E. Initial J, date of birth 7/33/1932. Miss Aston represents an 80-year-old white female who's known to me for 6 years, stage 3 to 4. The patient also has history of hypertension, bilateral renal artery stenosis with complete occlusion of the right renal artery and the kidney, and patent left kidney. Period. The patient also has COPD, hypothyroidism, PAD, and generalized anxiety disorder. Period. Patient here for today follow-up period. She was hospitalized on January this year for supraventricular tachycardia and underwent a heart catheterization, which showed a clean coronary. Period. She has not had any episodes of tachycardia again. Period. Denied chest pain, no shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no sudden vomiting. Period. Of note is that I was not notified of this admission for the patient with advanced kidney disease. Period. Otherwise, I would have assisted in the care. Period. Assessment plan number one, CKD stage 4, period current serum creatinine is a baseline of 1.88, estimated GFR of 25.8 mL per minute, period. This is done 2.5 weeks after heart cath was performed, period. She has some proteinuria with a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,421, period. Stable period, she has a solitary left kidney and she's not candidate for biopsy. We continue to follow. Continue to work NSAIDs and COX inhibitors, period, and to clean 2.5 months with labs. Number two, hypertension period, stable blood pressure at home and below 140, period. Next, bilateral renal artery stenosis with complete occlusion of the right kidney, period. Next, solitary left kidney secondary to bilateral renal artery stenosis and complete occlusion of the right kidney. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease, period. Current hemoglobin is 9.6 and hematocrit is 32, period, stable. Next up, no next, thank you very much, end of dictation.